Oh yeah, it's very, very interesting. It's really like this: whatever you have in your mind when you chant or when you are in spiritual practice, that usually becomes fulfilled. No. Don't know if I told you or if I told this in Radhadesh where I gave the Japa retreat, but when I was in America and was leading one of these retreats, one person was all the time thinking in fear, in fearful anticipation, oh my God, what if a bear comes? I'm chanting in the forest. What if a bear comes? And he was all the time, while he was chanting, thinking of a bear, you know, grizzly. And now there was another person who was sitting 100 meters away from him and who all of a sudden saw how behind the person who was meditating on the bear, how a real bear came behind him, ready to attack him. It's very, very important that when you chant the holy names, that you have a good mental orientation, because the mental orientation which you have during your spiritual practice will most properly come to fruition. You will learn this in higher levels of bhakti, that where your mind is fixed upon, when you do your sadhana, that becomes fulfilled. For instance, if while chanting you have joyful thoughts about Krishna and going, making a relationship with Krishna, then this will happen and you will develop one day your spiritual body from this. But if you are chanting and your mind is wandering freely and becomes attracted to negative thoughts, then this negativity which you are contemplating about during the time of your sadhana will most properly become true. The mantra, you can say, you can call it also a mind machine. The mantra will give strength to whatever thoughts you have. Just like a car, when you direct the car towards Zagreb, it will bring you to Zagreb. When you direct it towards Athens in Greece, it will bring you to Greece. So the mental orientation is very important, and this opens our workshop today. In the scriptures, the Hari Bhakti Vilas, we find six principles which are necessary for good chanting. Now I want to ask our Mataji from Slovenia, who writes so beautifully, maybe Amarananda, you can help her to put, or you and Lubov, you can bring the flip chart here, and our Mataji from Slovenia, Audaya Chandrika Aishwarya Lila, I think is your name, no? Huh? Audaya Chandrika, yeah, not Aishwarya Lila, yeah. Enough. Let's see. Okay, Audaya Chandika, please come here. The first principle is called mental concentration. In Hari Bhakti Vilas it says, Mana Sangharanang Shochang Monam Mantra Tachintanam Avyagradvang Anirvedo Japa Sampati Hetava. Mental concentration, and then come others. I will tell them to you later. Cleanliness, control of speech, remembrance of the purpose and meaning of the mantra, peace of mind, and optimism are the causes of perfection in chanting. So let us first do the mental control. Yes. You can in the meantime sit here or sit there, yes, and whenever a new word is, I will tell you. The Sanskrit word is sangharana. And this mana means mind, and samharanam means collecting the mind. This Sanskrit word will tell you a little bit how to concentrate the mind. Samharana means also means to draw or to bring together. A little while ago, while I was here, I take some homeopathic medicines, and I was inattentive while I was taking them, and all the homeopathic pills fell on the floor. Five were in the western direction, 10 in the north, and it was sprayed really everywhere. So when I wanted to bring them together, I had to go to each one of the pill and just put them together in that little glass bottle. So mental concentration is very much like this. Mana sangharana means you go to your thoughts and you collect them. You bring them together. Often in our lives we have a certain feeling, a mood. And the mood is a very much a result of all the thoughts. Today I talked to one devotee who said when he comes home, he sometimes argues with his wife because he had a very stressful day. He has to do business strategy planning. And then some contact to India did not work. Some contact to Albania didn't work. Some contact to all over the place didn't work. And now he comes back and has a certain tense feeling in his mind, and then he is expecting a nice dinner after all that work, and his wife tells him, "Oh, darling, everything is prepared, but it's not yet really eatable. It's the elements are there, but the meal is not yet together." And then the poor man, you know, explodes. Bang! Why is this not there? I wish that the time of universal destruction will enter this useless kitchen. So you can see the mind is all over, really. Albania, Japan, India, and therefore it is not really helpful. It's scattered. So when you want to do japa, you often find yourself in such a situation. If you want to do your life, want to go nicely through your spiritual practice, because of so many things which you have thought during the day, your mind is not in one piece. It's everywhere. You need to practice Mana Samharana, bringing the mind together, collecting it, gathering it, taking hold of it. And the last translation of Samharana means to fetch it and bring it back. I want to request you now to chant, and your whole task will be whatever your mind will think of or whatever your mood is, you just bring the mind back. You can see it almost like a little dog, you know, who has run a little bit, you know. I don't know if you ever had dogs, but when you have them, and you have them on the long line, they go to this smelly place and to that place where the other dog had passed some urine and so on. And you have the task to bring it always back so that you can do your walk very nicely. So in your chanting, I now request you to just practice this exercise, that wherever the mind goes during this chanting, you bring it back to the sound vibration of the holy name, and you bathe it in the sound vibration of the holy name. Okay? It's almost the way I always do it is, I consider the chanting of the holy name to be like a stream of nectar, and I just bring my mind into the position where it can become nourished by that stream, so that it doesn't run away. Let us please do it. You may sit properly and align yourself, and you can fix your mind on the altar, or you can look in one direction, or you can half close your eyes, whatever. And wherever the mind should go during this practice, you please bring it back. I will do my best to make it difficult for you. I won't say more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. One voice. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One more.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So now I will make it difficult for you. I will take the role of your own mind. You will please continue to chant, and I will be your typical mind. I will concentrate on Raj Kishore and try to be his mind. If that is all right. And you please always try to bring your mind back. You will listen with one ear to what I say, because this is what happens when the mind talks, and then you bring it back. All right? So na-na-na-na. Manditangi, you are ready? Wherever Krishna says in the Gita about mind control, very simple statement. wherever the mind goes, due to his restless nature, one should certainly bring it back under the control of the self. You are an eternal self. You are in the body, but you are not the body itself. It is like a vehicle for you. So whenever the mind reaches out to the world, you have to go from there and bring it back under the control of the eternal self. I will do this the first time. I hope it works. It would help me if you don't look at me, because then I will just align yourself. And in a rather soft voice, chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Have enough money to pay back your debts. You will never become a yogi who is good in mind control. I, your mind, am much stronger than you. He said, stop, stop. Why do you chant? It's the end. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
So Hare Krishna, now I'm serious. Now, no one will listen to me any longer. I think you were victorious. No, yeah, Hare Krishna. I thank you very, very, very much. I have never, I for a moment I became afraid. I thought, you know, when I did this with the bells, I was still trying to be the mind and divert you. Then I developed a fear. My God, if they don't stop now, because they, then what will I do? I just leave through the window and I can never come back again. And then I said, now I'm serious, and you went like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's really, when you do an exercise, it's one thing. You know, okay, Sachinanda Swami will now try to do something to distract us. But my dear devotees, what is about outside the time of the exercise when the mind doesn't announce that it will distract you, but will just distract you? Then you have to really practice mana sangharana, that is collecting or drawing the mind back. Really, there is no much difference between an exercise where someone deliberately tries to bring us into another set of mind and the real life. It's the same mind who just has been with you since time immemorial and which so often has given you false ideas, ideas of miseries, ideas of, you know, self-defeat, ideas of loneliness. The mind really needs to be collected like this little globuli of the homeopathic medicine which went all over the floor. We need to collect these thoughts and bring them under the control of the self. I find Krishna's advice so absolutely practical because I always think about, you know, when I'm in my eternal place, that means when I understand and appreciate how I am an eternal soul, then all the mental talk which is going on is no more relevant and also no more permanent than the smoke of incense which curls up and then moves through the room. All the problems which we have, maybe I can think at the moment because it concerns one of the participants of the seminar, the death of a person who was close to us, or a problem that we have, you know, undertaken to build a house and now it's difficult to pay back the credit and we are in anxiety about money, or the relationships where we have failed to be fully present. All this is really past. It's already gone. It's like this, it just, but our mind just is so expert to really, to connect us always with the past that it's
almost, you know, never in the presence, that we just are so attached to all these things, and we remain just bound by the past. So to collect our mind from wherever it is at the present moment is very, very necessary. I once had to take care of a little boy, you know, that was when I was a very young monk, and the little boy would always go through dangerous places, to rivers, to the edge of cliff. We lived in a very romantic, idyllic scene, and I had to always run after him and bring him back so that he wouldn't hurt himself. So this technique of bringing back the mind from wherever it goes due to his restless nature is very important for people. Now, the second principle is called socham, or purity. You can please write down purity. Purity is, yes, socham, those who wish to write it in Sanskrit. Purity refers both to external cleanliness and internal purity. I think you already practice this. For mantra practice, it's good to take a shower. Also in the evening, when you come back from a day of work and you are wanting to sit down and chant, it's very good to take a shower, because the simple activity of washing off the sweat of the day will also take care to wash off subtle vibrations from the energy field which are there over you. Also, when you come from a long journey, to just jump under the shower, it's really good to change the energy field. Now, we all know that if there is external impurities, let us say mud came, you walked barefoot and you ran a little and mud is all over your legs, or dust or sweat and so on, they are one thing, but which stick to us. But much more than mud and sweat, the internal impurities stick to us. Hatred, anger. Stick, you understand? Stick, it just doesn't go so easily. Mud is relatively easy to wash away, or dust, or whatever. What is really difficult to bring away from the body, from the mind, is these internal impurities, hatred, or hurt, or sadness. The world will throw a lot of internal impurities on you. So therefore, you must practice socham, or external and internal purity. If you want to read a little bit on what can come and disturb your heart, then you should read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 1235. There, we find a list of different impurities which are like weeds, which can grow in the heart of the chanter. One is unacceptable behavior. The other is a diplomatic behavior. The other is jiva hingsa, to be envious on the success of others, and so on and so forth. It's really the weeds. How do we say weeds?
Koro. Korove. Korove. The korove. Which grow in the garden of the heart. Huh? If you want that your bhakti plant grows, you have to take care of this korove. Korove. I almost know Croatian. The next role or rule which we learn is monam, silence. Silencio in Italian language. You must know, my dear devotees, that silence is, of course, important during the practice. I would really recommend you to take a simple exercise of prioritizing your japa home. That is, always finish your round. Just make it a principle to finish your round and don't interrupt your japa with talking. That will send a very powerful impulse of what is a priority in your life, and so on. There was once a great devotee, Lokanath Swami, who was chanting with his disciple Narottam in Vrindavan. And while they were doing japa meditation, Hare Krishna, and so on, a farmer came and asked Lokanath Goswami for water. He was very insistent. Baba, I'm so thirsty. Chanting, you can do later. Water, water. But Lokanath Goswami was absorbed in his chanting. I don't even know if he realized it. So he went to, the farmer went to his disciple Narottam and said, Chota Baba, small Baba, you know, give me water. And Narottam thought, well, my God, he's so insistent. If I'm not giving him water, he will disturb more. So maybe it's best if I just interrupt, bring him the glass of water, and then continue chanting. So after he did so, the farmer drank his water and went to the fields to continue his work. After some time, Lokanath Goswami finished his rounds and said to Narottam, you're not qualified to stay in Vrindavan. You have just now worshipped the divine couples, Radha and Krishna, by chanting the holy names. Then you left your chanting to serve some ordinary man. He knows where there's water. He could just have gone to the well and taken some water. I feel this is a very important instruction, that while we chant, let us stay with the chanting. Let us not engage in talking or interruption. When you come to the Radha Gopinath community in Chaupati, Mumbai, you will find that that really no one responds when you disturb them in the japa. They really continue, at least with the round where they are. Then take care of other things. God first, everyone else later. What do you think, Damayanti? Interesting concept, isn't it? Or not interesting? It's a good concept. Yeah. And if others will respect you very much for this, doesn't mean to be heartless to others. No. Just during the practice, you give priority to it. So, So, we all know, and outside of the practice, be careful what you say. What you say can have very, very big consequences on someone's consciousness, and then the reaction of that person can have consequences to your own consciousness. It's very important that you remain really careful about what you say. Oh, prajalpa, or just unnecessary talk, goes right into your subconsciousness and makes you a generally insincere and a little superficial person. Must be very careful with what we talk. Especially bad is to criticize others. It says of all unnecessary talk, the criticizing of others is especially harmful to your character. We are almost finished now. The next principle is mantra tachintanam, which means to contemplate the meaning of one's mantra. Yes, mantra tachintatam, to contemplate the meaning of the mantra while you are in the practice. Yes, you just think about what is the meaning of the mantra. I hope you won't get into the problem of Vijeta and have, while you do this, a major traffic accident, you know, on your chanting. But that you are in the mood of just chanting. We will do this now. Please chant. And then while you chant, please be in the space where you think, please accept me. Yes, this to Krishna. Oh, please accept me. Let us, this time we will chant all in our own speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Contemplate the meaning. The meaning, meaning. Haripo. This mantra shintanam, which means to contemplate the meaning of one's mantra, I must tell you something which I have discovered since we have started the retreat a few days ago, and now some time has passed, and this time has brought a very important change in your japa. You know, when we first made these exercises where every one of us chanted in one room together, the energy was very diffuse, you know, in many different places. But now I really can see by the effect of concentrating ourselves on the japa, it's a much more concentrated atmosphere and environment. I believe maybe Ivo, who came just yesterday, and it's a powerful ocean of sound, isn't it? One can feel it's very much a very powerful experience, which is really happening beyond our mind and beyond our own endeavors. It is just a mercy, or just a gift from above, I would say. There are two more principles for successful chanting. One is called avyagratva, which means A patience. Yes, please write down Audaya Chandika Avyagratva. The patience. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes his mind, Arjuna describes his mind as Vyagratva, which refers to the restless quality of the mind. The mind has difficulties to at one time be at one place. It wants to go to another place. And then it's there, at this other place, but there also it just can't settle down, it appears. It goes to another place. And this is what flickering means, Vijay Gauranga. Flickering means, it just doesn't stay at one place. It flickers. It just moves. This is a description which Arjuna, 5,000 years ago, gave about his mind. I think my mind would be mega flickering, super flickering, 5,000 years later. Avyagratva means really unconfused, steady, cool, deliberate, that means unhurried, allowing the required time for the practice. The mind, when you do go in the japa, you really should think you are at a safe place now, and you should stay at that safe place of the japa. It's the best place you can be in the material world. To be absorbed in God's holy name, is there a better place? Isn't it, Devashinarada? If we think about this, we can now be peaceful, and the only thing which we could make is that we begin to become again restless, because we think, my God, I have to chant my 16 rounds now. Where are we today? Oh my God, let me look. It doesn't look very good. I'm 16 rounds minus 6. That is 10 rounds. And I have to meet so many people. I have to do the japa retreat, and I have to give the lectures. And then everyone wants to speak with me mercilessly. And I have not even chanted my 16 rounds, and the mind could, and then I sit down with this and go like, oh, I hope I will do a little bit faster rounds, faster, and then at the end what comes out is this. Did you ever notice? Philip, you also sometimes have this problem? Yes. Manu Nandini, the super fast daughter of the sun, also has this? Yes, this means your mind is all over the place. I kept this because, when you were doing the exercise, I was thinking, God, this is, now I will let them chant, because I have not yet chanted so many rounds, and I will just do my turbo chanting. I know how to do it very fast. Little faster. Then I came here and I noticed, oh my God, I blew it. Somehow the beats are sometimes an indicator, and they stop you. So I wanted to show you this by my own example, and now I will disentangle them. And I will introduce to you a practice where you can learn to be very peaceful in your chanting. It's a practice which Prabhupada gave to one Grihastha once, who was always in this turbo. I must finish everything very brizzo, 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 brizzo. When you are always brizzo, then one day you will be brizzo Plato and make a big mistake. Brizzo Plato, yes. This is my. Did I say it right at least? Oh, God. I practiced this for 1 month, this word. Just to tell you, when you are always brizzo, brizzo, one day you will be brizzo Plato and make a big mistake. So here's a way to slow you down. Would you like to know this? Dobro. Then what you should do is, now you have to listen very careful and maybe look at me. You chant with putting your consciousness at your beads. There's a reason why we take beads and why we chant with these fingers. This is a yoga mudra which creates a certain energy circle in the nerves. You know, nerves come together and then you have peace in the mind. You might have seen great rishis using this mudra. So this is done in japa also. And what we can do now is we will chant on our beads. Does every one of you have beads? You have? Marianne, no. Would you like to have? You can do like this. Yes. Those who don't have beads, they can also do chant on their finger fields, which also gives them the effect if they want. Or they can just be. Or of course, you can just be here and be in the good atmosphere. That's also wonderful. Yes. So you chant half the mantra by being with your fingers still. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then the other half by moving them slightly. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now again, still. Hare Krishna, Hare. No, Krishna, Krishna. Move. Still. Oh, I said it wrong to you. The way is in the beginning you move for the first part of the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare, and then still. What this does, we will soon do it all together. What this does is that, you know, the mind wants to always go to the next, right? So if you are still with the fingers, and you have this, and you use these fingers which have, you know, a subtle nerve connection to your mind, then you stop the mind. It's a genius, isn't it? Genius suggestion. Ready to go? So first we move the finger, and then we are still. Let's do this for some time. Let's do it, please, in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Thank you. Now please do it to really experience the possible benefit from this exercise. Please do it in your own speed. In the beginning half of the mantra, you move your beats slightly, not so wildly, but slightly. And in the second part, please keep them still. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. How was that exercise for you? It's amazing, isn't it? First I find the fingers, the mind rebels. Oops, it's something new. Oh my God, now I have to become serious. Ooh. Bach. I have to concentrate. Ooh. To do this, because otherwise I lose it. But as I said, with all these techniques, they have sometimes the value, not all the time. Just sometimes, when you feel you need to go in a more, steady way, in a more, more collected direction, then it's good. The last quality, and then we will open the forum for questions and answers, is the Sanskrit word anirvedha. Anirvedha means literally non-depression. you should chant in a mood of optimism, non-depression. The opposite of depression is optimism, hopeful, inspired, and enlightened. Yes, our Slovenian Matati, our Daya Chandika. Next is non-depression, in brackets, optimism. Be persistent. Do not lose hope when you are maybe not a self-realized soul on one japa retreat. non-depression, optimism. Be hopeful. There is something in spiritual life about this force of hope. Maybe psychologically, hope is the greatest inspirer in the human psychology. But in this world, our hope is always disturbed, and we are always brought in a situation where we become a little hopeless and depressed. This hopelessness and depressed situation kills all our opportunities, because we simply don't see them any longer. Once Yudhishthira was asked, what dies every day to be born again next morning? And he answered, hope. In the morning, we can do it. Jai. Then the first obstacles start. Malateshko. It's a little difficult. Then, again, let's give it a better try. And again, hopelessness comes over us. In the evening, oh, I'm so exhausted and tired, I just sleep now. But then, have you noticed, in the morning, this peculiar little thing called hope is back again. Well, you just go under your shower now, then you do your japa, you see the Lord, and then everything, svichibiti oredu. Everything will be all right. It's a very powerful human organism, this hope. It has been given to the human being at the dawn of creation by the Creator so that he can go through his journey and make it possible. See, at the moment I'm preparing a big lecture about idealism and realism. And I'm learning that idealism is a philosophy which is a hopeful philosophy, whereas realism is a philosophy where you just accept what happens as the ultimate reality which you are dealing with. Idealism always believes in a state of possibility, of opportunity, which is not yet here, but which can happen. So, we are all, in my opinion, we are made as spiritual beings with something which can bring us beyond dealing with our external circumstances and making us accept these external circumstances. Hope can give us that impetus where we become idealistic and strive for a goal which is not yet attained and which may even lie beyond our present capabilities. Spiritual life, you must know, is very much taking this powerful psychological tool, hope, which is there in the human soul, and builds on that. And therefore, spiritual people often make things possible which are just otherwise impossible to do. Have you noticed how Prabhupada said, often impossible is a word in the Fool's Dictionary? Prabhupada means, when he says like this, he means that when you use the powerful energy called hope for your spiritual life, then you can rise your head above the limitations and restrictions of the material energy and make miracles wonder. Therefore, I'm always telling during the japa retreats to my participants, expect miracles, or here, keep good expectations in the guidelines, guideline number one. Keep good expectations alive. This will help you really to make best use of your time on this planet Earth. It's really simply amazing what people have obtained in their lives by having good and powerful expectations. So when you do japa, don't sit down like in a dull mood or in a mood, my day is already gone. I got up at 7 o'clock. I wanted to get up at 5:30 with the sun and dance in the rain, but I was not successful in doing it. I'm useless. Then you just don't. Your day will be useless. To say, I will make, or today miracles will happen in my life, and to say today nothing special will happen, is both correct. It depends on what side you go. Will you? It's correct if you are hopeless and what was the Sanskrit word? Niveda. Niveda means full of depression. Then you will remain the whole day in depression and nothing special will happen. But if you wake up and say, we do something wonderful today, jump, it will happen also. Yesterday, Govindanandan, told me, what do you think? We just have not yet found a place which is shady and which is even earthed. What should we do? Do you think we can ask if we can use the capella? Capella? Do we say capella? Church, yes, the church. And I said, well, I can't imagine that they will give us a church, because in Croatia, ordinary people who are with the Catholic Church think we are super special and extraordinary and we don't belong in the church. Right? They say things like secta. Hare Krishna. So I was thinking, I was mental yesterday, I was thinking, I can't imagine we will get the church. I would have not asked. But Govindanandan, who is considered by Gachanti the saint of their financial advisory firm, huh? Govindananda said, it's possible, let's just ask. And he came back with his Govindanandan smile and said, yes, church is waiting. yes. Oh, my seat was the bishop seat. Oh, Krishna. If I would have known it, I would be. I would never have sat down on it. So it's really magical. If I would have gone, I would have said, I guess you never give us a church, right? And he would have said, no, you can't. Only the bishop can come here. But Govindanandan said, wouldn't it be a nice idea to do something wonderful in this church which is not so often used? And he said, of course, what is it? We make a kirtan here. Do you understand? Both are right. To say nothing special will happen is as correct, you are as correct as saying a miracle will happen today. It depends entirely on you. That's why I said at the beginning of the Japa retreat, you should become responsible for your own retreat. Huh? You should, depending on how you go into it, things will happen or things will not happen. So, anir veda means with optimism, without depression. This is how you should chant. It's possible, evil, that although you have chanted for 15 years, that Krishna appears tomorrow in your chanting. This is how you should think, and then it will happen. So wonderful, wonderful rules. You can write them down. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the verse says, in order to perfect one's chanting of japa, one needs to cultivate the following six qualities. What is it? Control of the mind, internal and external purity, silence, contemplation of the mantra's meaning. Then how have we translated this? Patience, exactly, and optimism. or non-depression. I find non-depression is not so descriptive. You know, what is non-depressed? Okay, don't be depressed. And what should I be? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, while chanting japa, remember Krishna's name with affectionate respect. Concentrate the mind on the chanting alone. Be pure in mind and avoid speaking uselessly. Contemplate the mantra's meaning and remain patient. That's how he says it. It's the same thing, really. Hare Krishna. So let me now look at the wristwatch. Oh my God. It's 1:45. Where is the time? We just sat down. We have come to the end, but this afternoon we want to do the following. I will take you through a powerful thing which I usually do, pranayama. Today I request you, when you eat, to use mind control. In other words, eat as much as you need. Don't eat extra big portions, because then the pranayama will not be so good for you. there's no harm, but eat sufficiently, but not like the slon, the elephant, if possible. If you want to eat today extra portions, you can also eat extra portions. I'm just offering this suggestion. And then we will have an exciting question and answer session. I have invited a great atheist to come who has not yet dared to speak up, but he will challenge what we are doing here, and I have to give him answers. It's a little intense. Hare Krishna. I hope I can give answers, and if not, I will ask Srivaye to give me scientific support. Alright, so I will see all of you at 4:30 for pranayama and questions and answers. Important, if you have a question in your mind, please prepare this question so that you can ask it. Maybe some of you want to write down the question to really make it concise. Have a nice time now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.